Surge up. Hey, this is Dave Davidson. And if there's anyone that we can kind of be puzzled about and curious and like, wow, that really happened? Say what? In the Old Testament is Jonah. Okay. I mean, this guy was told to go to Nineveh to preach. There's four chapters, 48 verses in the book of Jonah. It's on page 947 in my Bible, but I don't think it's going to help. It's a short little read. There's plenty of animated cartoons over the story. And he didn't want to go. He got on a ship. He tried to flee from God. Things were happening bad there on the ship. And he's like, okay, this is my fault. And these guys on the ship feared God. They cast lots and figured out it was him. And he basically walked the plank. All right, this is like pre-pirate news here. They threw him off. I'm going to say he's walked the plank. And the guys there in chapter one even just feared God. Don't punish us for what this guy's done. So in Jonah chapter two, I just want to read you right out of the old NIV, the 1984 version, my favorite on this particular scripture because I had a song to it and this is how I remembered it. So humor me here and just consider what this guy is going through. He's in the belly of a big fish for 3 days and three nights. It's a foreshadowing to Jesus rising from the dead. So in verse 1, chapter 2, from inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, in my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the seas, and the current swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I've been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. And here's the verses I like so much. Jonah 2, 8, and 9. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you what I vowed I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. So we learn a bunch of things here, that God can actually command things to vomit. That was a new one for me. Jonah goes on to Nineveh in chapter 3. He does his, he warns people. People repent, even the king. Sackcloth, ashes. Chapter 4 is all about Jonah complaining about the weather, being a vegetarian, umbrella trees, and just God reasoning with him, saying, hey, you care about this vine, I care about this city. Okay, so back to chapter 2. Jonah got it. He made the switch, but he was still complaining in chapter 4. I can relate to that. Okay, many times I've been committed to a mission, a purpose, a calling, and I still find some way to complain or have an excuse later. I don't know if you can relate to that. But you know, one of the best Bible verses in the whole New Testament is Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, about it is by grace you've been saved through faith, not of works of your own that you can boast, okay? Same numbers here, Jonah 2, 8, and 9. What a great prayer. Those who cling to worthless idols. Yeah, I've got idols in my life. I don't know about you. But an idol just isn't, you know, a Buddha, you know, like a shiny statue. Okay, it's not just a golden calf. It's really anything that's become some kind of barrier, an encumbrance between you and your relationship with God. So it could be like TV. It could be a relationship. It could be some addiction. It could even be something good like your job. And so people who cling to idols, okay, they forfeit grace that could be theirs from God. Jonah made a song of thanksgiving, what he would sacrifice. He vowed. He still had a tough time with it, okay? He's thinking that, you know, in chapter 4, this plant that was giving him shade was more important than the people of Nineveh. So there's a perspective here. This is a short, epic missionary journey in the Old Testament.